pouring those initial resources into that economic engine and need to be certain that anything that takes place in this state and tax policies are going to be friendly to all segments of the industry and all segments of the state.
Once again, we're visiting with Tanya Storr, who is running for the legislature in the 43rd District. As we continue this conversation for a little bit longer, healthcare, Tanya, it's a major thing right now. Our population is aging. Nursing homes are a problem. Hospitals or nursing staff are problems. Mm-hmm. Anything in Lincoln that can address those things?
Yeah, I mean, that's an area I served on UNMC Advisory Board, which gave me a little insight into the world of how that works. But I am going to be very intentional about understanding the bigger picture at a higher level, clearly, mm-hmm. in terms of the funding. What I do know, and I think any of us here in this community, in this area, can all agree on and acknowledge, is we have a nursing home crisis. We're on the verge of a healthcare crisis, and it has to be addressed. I know there have been some attempts to improve things legislatively. Part of it is Medicare reimbursement rates. I know that's a problem. Right. That is something that the state can address in order for our facilities to remain competitive. And part of it's workforce, just being able to attract workforce to the rural parts of our state. So it can be a multi-issue problem, but that we've got to attack that head on. Because if we cannot keep our elderly in our communities, you know, we're going to, it is a crisis. And I don't know whether word to use, but it is a crisis for our small rural communities. In addition to, you know, when you lose your elderly population, you oftentimes, you know, lose other family members with them that need to follow them to care for them elsewhere. And so it's not just one segment of the population that's hurting. And the property tax issue affects our elderly population as well. Clearly, once mm-hmm. you reach a point where your house is paid for, you're on a fixed income, and the property taxes become out of your control. And, you know, the way our system works, I mean, I referred to that, it's a little bit like serfdom, really. Do you really own your house? If you
really?
If you don't make those payments, eventually you no longer own it. They're going to sell that out from under you. And so that's it. It's affecting that population, as hitting that population as hard or harder as it is any other segment, including agriculture. So
well, I hope that we get a chance to visit with you again in the next few months. Are going to be pretty interesting. Kind of it's going to be a flurry of activity between now and the primary, but you have officially filed for the 43rd legislative seat, right?
I'm going down tomorrow to make the official paperwork, so it's a matter of just making that official, but that will happen tomorrow. I'll file on Friday. I plan on attending the Walk for Life while I'm in Lincoln, and that takes place Saturday, and then get home and get back to work. Trying to get to every community and spend as much time as I can to listen to people. It's really more about listening to other people than it is having them sit and listen to me.
Right.
I want to know what's on their mind. I have my principles. I have my foundation of my basis of which I will make decisions, like I've talked about before. Individual rights, limited government, keeping government in their role, but just being able to hear from folks, because this is a huge district all the way now from Broken Bow to Crawford. So there'll be a lot of road time.
Well, now that Eric's not on the NRD board anymore, he'll have time to chauffeur you around a little bit, right?
Yeah, exactly. If I can only find somebody to help you in the calving lot.
Yeah,
then,
I was going to say, the ranching will take care of it. So
yeah.
They shouldn't have primaries during calving season, should they?
It's not great timing. I would have to say that. But we obviously had that conversation. My husband is 100% supportive, so we're ready to go.
All right. Well, we thank you for stopping by the studios. And like I said, you're welcome to come back from time to time and check in with us and update people on how things are going.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate your time and look forward to coming back.
All right. Tanya Storr out of Cherry County, filing for the 43rd Legislative District. And so we'll hear more from her in the months to come here as we get closer to that primary as well. And that is this portion of the comment program.